We're here with the Logan County FFA chapter in Russellville, Kentucky. Your chapter actually won the most test drives of the Dodge Ram truck. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. We had 439 test drives on Saturday, April 26th, and we were deemed as the winner of the contest. And so we're looking forward to a concert with Easton Corbin, hopefully about the middle of August. And so we're very honored to have this opportunity and this sponsorship with the combining of National FFA and Dodge Ram. This was an amazing experience for us and for our community and all the community leaders that got together to make this day a huge success for our students and our FFA chapter.
Now, I guess the question is, how did you achieve so many test drives?
Well, it was fun. And a lot of folks came together and worked together to make it a success and have so many test drives. Chris McGinnis with the local 610 AM radio, we were broadcasting about how the event was going to take place that day. The FFA students that were there, we had our officers and our executive officer team there to fill out paperwork and to also make sure that we had some folks that were serving sandwiches, and we had a little bouncy thing for kids so families could come and hang out. And so we had five trucks going at a time, and they were really moving the folks through, and just it made a fun day. So everybody coming out and supporting our program was the contest maker for our chapter. And so just all the support and all the praise goes to the community members that came out and supported us.
Now, how many test drives did Dodge expect you to get?
Well, nationally, Dodge was setting aside about 100 test drives. They were going to sponsor $20 per 100 test drives per dealership, and there was 150 dealerships nationwide. And Freeland Dodge there in Russellville, Kentucky, is a new dealership in our town, and they were wanting to get their name out, and they were wanting to support FFA. And so, actually, they come up with a goal of 500 test drives. And they were the driving force in this, and they set aside the trucks, and we kind of supplied the manpower, and through our alumni and other community folks that come in and helped out. And so once we got rolling, it just the folks, parents, alumni, anyone that you could name in Russellville was there supporting the project. Nationally, Dodge was going to designate $2,000 as their award for achieving 100 test drives, and then Freeland above that is going to pay for, we had 439, so Freeland is going to kick in $20 a test drive for those other 339 test drives. And so it's a big boost to our program. Our seniors are awarded scholarships every year to attend college. We'll use that money for that. A good fundraiser for our chapter is we do a lot of catering, cooking at events. And last year, our chapter cooked and prepared over 6,000 sandwiches that our members served as fundraisers to support our program. And we're going to use a portion of that money to upgrade our concession trailer and to get a little bit better equipped to do that.
And how many of the FFA students actually participate in this?
We had, I would say, right at 50 students that were actually on site that day. And then there was also several staff from that dealership that helped us that day. But our executive team was there. And then we have 325 FFA members in the Logan County FFA chapter. We're one of the largest chapters in the state of Kentucky. And so all of our members participated by either bringing by a person of their family that had a driver's license. And so everyone in the chapter participated. So you're looking at about 325 participating FFA members in this project.
How long did that take?
We started driving at 10 o'clock that morning. And the cutoff was it at 6 or 7? At 7 that afternoon. And we had a line at 7 o'clock. That we actually turned some people away that were standing in line to drive trucks.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about the competition and how it turned out?
Well, it's just a humbling experience when you can have so many folks come together and to accomplish such a large event like this. And we were a little bit scared of the event at first and not seeing how this was going to take place, but we put our minds together, put our heads together, and it really worked well for our community and all those involved. And so it wouldn't have been possible without our students and the community support that we have for our FFA program. And so it's just an amazing thing. My hat's off to Dodge and also the National FFA organization and them being able to work together to provide opportunities like this for FFA students and also for small communities like Russellville and Logan County, Kentucky.
All right. Thank you very much.